This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 9th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Carb grilled over truck costs. Garlic growers can breathe easy. Speedier FDA feed approval sought, and Reclamation's Colorado River timetable. Upgrade engines or upgrade fuel? Advocates for the biofuel industry are quick to point out that California could quickly reduce emissions by permitting higher ethanol blends at gas stations. With Californians logging more than 340 billion miles a year on the road, the benefits add up. Proof? Well, a UC Riverside study out this week has confirmed this. The research found that the E15 blend would provide notable reductions over conventional gasoline. Jeff Cooper, president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, cheered the report and pointed out that E15 is often cheaper as well. Cost to farmers? This is not news to Republican Senator Shannon Grove, who represents a region that produces most of the state's oil. Grove raised the issue during a confirmation hearing this week for two members of the Air Resources Board. She took issue with CARB mandating truck and tractor owners upgrade to lower emission models and noted the agency has found it can achieve the same results through biofuels. Why are we not using that instead of requiring the new purchase, she asked, adding that a new truck runs $250,000. On advanced clean fleets, Grove also took issue with CARB's new regulation on converting trucks to zero emissions. Joe Eisenhut, the board's ag member, responded that the regulation does include exemptions when charging infrastructure is not available. He also explained that CARB will hold a technology review in 5 years to study how far manufacturers have come in developing commercially available ZEV trucks. The response? Well, several farm groups registered their support for appointing Eisenhut to another term. Former Governor Jerry Brown nominated him in the role 10 years ago. Governor Newsom hopes to keep him there until 2030. Garlic growers get federal attention. California Representatives David Valadao and Jimmy Panetta have filed a bipartisan bill to send customs duties to garlic, honey, and crawfish producers. According to the lawmakers, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency owes the producers $10.5 million collected to account for China's unfair trading practices. Valadao, a Republican, blasted China for dumping garlic into the U.S. to distort markets and inflict serious harm on producers in the Central Valley. Now remember, California grows 90% of the nation's garlic. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robble AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.roboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robble AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Reclamation preparing formal talks on Colorado River. The Bureau of Reclamation is preparing next week to formally advance the process of developing new operating guidelines for the Colorado River. The guidelines will replace a plan that expires in 2026. Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Camille Touton, speaking at the University of Colorado conference yesterday, said the agency's goal is to have an initial plan ready by the end of 2024. Leaders from all seven Colorado River Basin states have already been involved in grueling talks this year over how to cut an additional 2 to 4 million acre feet of usage above the reductions that were part of a 2007 agreement. The new cuts are seen as a bridge to the post-2026 plan. Those states will need to return to the table to iron out the new set of guidelines for where future cuts will be doled out. Take note, Tutan said that the river system has received an additional 2 million acre feet of water from this year's weather. That extra water, plus the cuts agreed to by Arizona, Nevada, and California, give the basin some flexibility to begin planning for post-2026, she said. Reclamation plans to reissue a draft supplemental environmental impact statement for public comment with the goal of releasing a record of decision on the lower basin proposal by the end of this year. Lawmakers look to speed FDA feed approvals. A new Senate bill with bipartisan support is aimed at getting FDA more quickly to approve feed additives that can reduce greenhouse gas emissions or otherwise increase the efficiency of livestock production. Under the Innovative Feed Act, the new feed additives would be regulated as food ingredients rather than animal drugs. The bill is sponsored by Senators Roger Marshall, the Kansas Republican, Tammy Baldwin, a Wisconsin Democrat, Jerry Moran, a Kansas Republican, and Michael Bennett, the Democrat from Colorado, has the backing as well of the American Feed Industry Association, the National Grain and Feed Association, the National Milk Producers Federation, and the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. Without this legislative change, U.S. agriculture is at a competitive disadvantage to its international counterparts, says AFIA. Now keep this in mind. Elanco Animal Health expects to get FDA approval next year to market a methane-reducing feed additive for cattle. Elanco says the product has, quote, blockbuster revenue potential in excess of $200 million. USDA Japan Trade Mission offers foundation. Japanese consumers are seeking high-quality agriculture products, and more than 40 U.S. agricultural businesses and 11 state departments of agriculture have the opportunity to build key relationships during a USDA agriculture trade mission this week. Speaking to reporters yesterday upon returning, USDA Undersecretary for Trade Alexis Taylor said, Japan is an old and consistent and reliable trading partner, as the country has imported more than $10 billion worth of U.S. food and agriculture exports in each of the past 20 years. That includes last year's record of $14.6 billion. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. House Ag fields nearly 1,400 comments. There's 1 week left to submit comments to the House Agriculture Committee on what should and shouldn't be in the next farm bill. So far, the committee has received nearly 1,400 submissions. That's according to staff. By the way, House Ag member Tracy Mann, the Kansas Republican, he's the featured guest on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. Mann says it's too early to know what impact members of the House Freedom Caucus will have on the farm bill. Members of the group have brought the House to a halt this week following the approval of a debt ceiling agreement that many of them don't like. The past two farm bills have run aground on the House floor, that because of demands from House conservatives related to SNAP and immigration. We've got to write a bill that pleases a lot of different groups, and that's what we're in the middle of right now, Mann said. This week's Newsmakers, it'll be available today at agripulse.com. Finally, here's today's She Said It. I want to thank my husband, not of 400 years. That's CARB board member Diane Takvorian making light of John Eisenhut accidentally thanking his wife of 50 decades. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 9th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.